One of the things that I find so intriguing is how God can take something that he spoke to people thousands of years ago in a completely different context and use it to impact our lives so powerfully today. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. So let's get right into it. Isaiah chapter 46 verses 3 and 4. Family of Jacob, listen to me. You who are left from the family of Israel, listen. I have carried you since you left your mother's womb. I carried you when you were born, and I will still be carrying you when you're old. Your hair will turn gray, and I will still carry you. I made you, and I will carry you to safety. So, what's the context? Well, God's people, Israel, the family of Jacob as they're referred to here, had been in slavery in Babylon for 70 years because they'd been unfaithful, worshipping false gods, so the Lord punished them. And of course, Babylon being a pagan nation, well, it provided fertile ground for continuing idol worship. These couple of verses come right in the middle of God denouncing that practice because he's about to restore Israel to the promised land. It's also a scary time. Most of these people had lived their whole lives as slaves. Was God really going to take them back to this land that they'd only heard about? What would that mean? Would it be dangerous? But here's the kicker. Despite all their fears and failures, despite their unfaithfulness, God remained faithful. Despite our unfaithfulness, God remains faithful. From the cradle to the grave, through all of life's ups and downs, even when our hair turns gray, even when our bodies start to fail, God is faithful into our old age and beyond. So whatever your situation, whatever your fears and failures, whatever your age, remember this, God is faithful. That's his word, fresh for you today. And if you today, like Israel back then, have stuff going on in your life, you know what I mean, then know this. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.